I am excited. Welcome to Erasing Boundaries. I am Daniel Kisslinger, coming to you as always from high above the D-Hall. This is our third Erasing Boundaries of the year, and arguably our most special. I called last week's show my favorite show that I've ever done. This one may not be the better, but I am more excited about it. I am interviewing a hero of mine, a young, not so young at this point, man by the name of Wasalu Muhammad Jacko, also known to the rest of you college students out there as Lupe Fiasco. So stick around and hear my Lupe interview coming up in the next few minutes. But until then, here's Cab Calloway's St. James Infirmary on Erasing Boundaries here on KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.Grinnell.edu.
Folks, I'm going down to St. James Infirmary. Let her go, let her go, oh bless her. Wherever she may be, she will search this wide world over. But she'll never find another sweet man like me.
That was St. James Infirmary, a New Orleans classic. The original, or the first version I played, performed by Cab Calloway in an old cartoon, Betty Boop cartoon. And then after that was Preservation Hall Jazz Band, their version of it, which is a really cool kind of animated video that goes with it. So try to track that down online. Very cool looking. I had the chance to sit down with Preservation Hall's music director / tuba player a couple weeks ago and did a fantastic interview. Turned out really great. And of course, I forgot to record it. So you'll never hear that. But in the meantime, I have something even better for you. And that is my interview with Lupe Fiasco, rap superstar, personal hero of mine. And he will be performing tomorrow night in Ames at the Hilton Coliseum. And we're going to get to that interview in a couple minutes. But first, here is the English punk band Japanese Cartoon with Hairplanes on Erasing Boundaries, KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.grinnell.edu.
We are phantoms of the future, ordinaries from the super, but we are high. Sing your anthems to your rulers, disconnect from their medullas and be alive. We are transients from the sewers, but please treat us like we're friends when we arrive. You can kill or just destroy them, here's your pistol and your poison, please decide. Please decide. Because aeroplanes flying under the ground, fireworks that don't make a sound. But oh, what a lie. Oh, what a lie. The sun is my accomplice, so big God, please be my compass, be my guide. I've got my dowry for Medusa, hopefully she'll take my ring and be my bride. We will gather information, secret meeting in my basement, we are spies. Please decide, please decide. Because aeroplanes flying under the ground, fireworks that don't make a sound. Because aeroplanes flying under the ground, fireworks that don't make a sound. Oh, what a lie. No kings, no queens, no butterflies. No kings, no queens, no butterflies. No kings, no queens. Canaries in your coffin while you sleep in your apartment. You must hide. Bells off of your killers, take your place inside the searchlight and be described. Let's see your eyes. Cause we are phantoms from the future, ordinaries from the super, but we are high. Just your transients from the sewers, please don't treat us like we're friends when we arrive. When we arrive. Because aeroplanes flying under the ground, fireworks that don't make a sound. But oh, what a lie. Oh me, oh my, oh what a lie. No queens, no kings. kings, no butterflies. No kings, no queens, no butterflies. Butterflies, 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 butterflies.
That was Japanese cartoon with Hairplanes. If you can tell me what's so special about that song and why I played it tonight, and call in during the show to 641-269-3328, you'll get a very special prize that I haven't decided what it is yet. But get frantically on the Google machine, see what you can come up with. Next, we have He Say, She Say by Lupe Fiasco. Here on KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.grinnell.edu.
To be your father, he's your little boy, and you don't even bother. Like brother without the R, and he's starting to harbor. Cool on fool for thought, but for you he's a starver. Starting to use red markers on his work. His teacher said he knows he's much smarter, but he's hurt. Used to hand his homework in first, like he was the classroom starter. Burst of tears, let him know she sees us. Nice fighting in class. Got a note last week to say he might not pass. Ask me if his daddy was sick of us, cause you ain't never pick him up. You see what his problem is. He don't know where his papa is. No positive male role model to play football or build railroad models. He's making a hole and you've been digging it, cause you ain't been kicking it since he was old enough to hold bottles. He wasn't supposed to get introduced to that. He don't deserve to get used to that. Now I ain't asking you for money or to come back to me. Some days it ain't sunny, but it ain't so hard. Just breaks my heart when I try to provide, and he say, mommy, that ain't your job. To be a man, I try to make him understand that I'm his number one fan. But it's like you going from the stands. You know the world is out to get him, so why don't you give him a chance? It's like,
I can't, I won't.
You're listening to KDIC 88.5 FM and KDIC.grinnell.edu. I have a very special guest on the phone with me right now. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yo, what up, what up? It's Lupe Fiasco.
Hey, Lupe, thanks so much for coming on with us. Lasers in stores now. Wildly successful, of course. And a re-release of your first studio album, Food and Liquor, also in stores. What was it like going back and listening to that first album and picking up bonus tracks for it?
I always kind of refresh myself with my own music. It's like I kind of have to make sure I kind of stay on point and make sure I don't kind of. I'm always afraid of, you know, doing like being repetitive, you know, and kind of doing the same thing over and over and over again. So I kind of have to go back to make sure it's like, oh, okay, I didn't do that, you know, or, you know, there's one kind of concept that I didn't do, or even a concept that I want to kind of embellish on or something like that. You know, so I'm constantly kind of going back every once in a while to just listen to old music and listen to old stuff. And it kind of keeps me focused on where I'm going.
And that makes sense, because when you look at your body of work, you see certain themes that run throughout your music, whether it's, you know, the cool on Food and Liquor, and then leading to that being the album name for your second album, and songs like The Coolest, the concept behind that album. What would you say are some of the biggest changes between who you were as an artist and performer then as compared to now?
I'm probably a little bit more open to probably experimentation musically, and really going into different genres of music and kind of bringing different elements and stuff like that to the hip hop that I make, I guess, overall. and more so just a little bit more comfortable in that fact, you know, comfortable with experimenting with that, not only willing to experiment, but comfortable with the results or what have you, just for the sake of, like, you know, doing something new and doing something different. And that's a bigger fan base, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a growing fan base changes a lot of things. All of a sudden, you know, I'd imagine you're navigating between how do you make music that still appeals to the people who've been with you from Food and Liquor, the cool, you know, from the beginning, from those first mixtapes, and then people who are kind of coming to your music now with Lasers. How do you navigate between these two groups who may or may not be looking for different things? What's that process like?
I honestly don't try and do that, I guess. I don't like actively try and get, you know, the Food and Liquor fans or the Cool fans to Lasers or even the Lasers fans to kind of go back to Food and Liquor and the Cool, what have you. You know, if that happens, that's fine. And it's really just, I guess, being comfortable with, you know, going into a new direction of music. You know, like we from the onset, we wanted Lasers to be kind of more of a commercial kind of record to kind of go out and you know, mostly through radio, you know, which is something that we had never done before. You know, we even with songs like Superstar and Kick Push from the old albums, there were never big, massive radio records. You know, when you compare them to things like Show Goes On or even Out of My Head, which are just kind of humongous radio records, you know, but it's still kind of like a, you know, you never know what is going to turn your fans off, you know, and you never know what's going to make, you know, get you new fans, you know, if that makes any sense. It's everything is kind of like a gamble. So even if you try and stick to what you've done before, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to, you know, keep the fan base that you had before going.
You just mentioned making radio songs. I remember reading in an interview you did for The Cool, talking about taking melodic themes or musical production that would appeal to a greater group of people or is more mainstream, and then using that as a way to get more important messages across or things that you feel are important. Is this something that is still important for you, something you're still doing in your music?
Well, my message, you know, doesn't really change, you know, no matter how the commercial the production may become or even how experimental the production may become. The message and the things and the themes that I put in my songs as far as social commentary, you know, and kind of just raising awareness to some of the things that go on politically, socially, you know, the day-to-day things that go on in the hood, the day-to-day things that kind of affect us on a global scale, you know, that's kind of been my trademark since I started doing music, you know, from the food and liquor all the way up until now with songs like Words I Never Said. You know, there's not too much difference, you know, between American Terrorists, which was done 6-7 years ago, compared to Words I Never Said.
Close your mind, close your eyes, see with your heart. How do you forgive the murderer of your father? The ink of a scholar is worth 1,000 times more than the blood of a martyr. Terrorists, yeah. We came through the storm, nooses on our necks and a smallpox blanket to keep us warm on a 747 on the Pentagon lawn. Wake up, the alarm clock is connected to a bomb. Anthrax lab on a West Virginia farm. Shorty ain't learned to walk, already heavily armed. Civilians and little children is especially harmed. Camouflage Taurus, Bibles and glorious Qurans. The books that take you to heaven and let you meet the Lord there have become misinterpreted reasons for warfare. Reread them with blind eyes, I guarantee you there's more there. Rich must be blind, cause they ain't see the poor. Yeah, need to open up a park, just close 10 schools, we don't need them. Can you please call the fire department? They down here marching for freedom. Burn down ATPs, turn ATVs on, the teacher men move. The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take, whatever they wanna take, whatever, whatever it is. The more that you wanna learn, the more that you try to learn, the better and better it gets. America, yeah. Terrorists, yeah. Now the poor Ku Klux Man see that we all brothers, not cause things the same, because we lack the same color, and that's grain. Now that's Maine, can't burn his cross, cause he can't afford the gasoline. Now if a Muslim woman strapped with a bomb on the bus, with the seconds running, give you the jitters. Just imagine an American-based Christian organization planning the poison water supplies to bring the second coming quicker. Nigga, they ain't living properly. Break them off with a little democracy. Turn their whole culture to a mockery. Give them Coca-Cola for their property. Give them gum, give them guns, get them young, give them fun. But if they ain't giving it up, then they ain't getting none. And don't give them all, nah, man, just give them some. It's the paper, some of these cops must be Al-Qaeda, nigga,
The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take, whatever they wanna take, whatever, whatever it is. The more that you wanna learn, the more that you try to learn, the better and better it gets. America, terrorists. The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take,
give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glock and dings. Give red man craps, slot machines. I bring it back, 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 bring it back. Don't give the black man food, give the red man liquor. Red man fool, black man nigga. Give yellow man tool, make them railroad villa. Also give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glocks and ting. Give the red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back.
than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this shit belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
So I think I try and keep my themes and everything the same, and it's more so just about, you know, how can you, how can you make the production a little bit more open, a little bit more fitting with the times as far as what's the music that's played on the radio, you know, or how can you align yourself with this particular, you know, artist or this particular songwriter or this particular what have you. Even when we went in, I work with on this album on some of the hooks, especially for Out of My Head, which features Trey Songz. You know, we went in with one of the biggest songwriters, you know, ever. Radio hit after radio hit after radio hit. And the first thing we said was like, you know, everything that you're famous for, you know, which is like club records and girls and stuff like that. Like, you know, the record can't be demeaning to women. You know, it has to be something uplifting, and it has to be something that's positive, and it can't talk about this, and it can't talk about that. And it was surprising to see somebody who had kind of, you know, could write anything, but it kind of made, is known for making these kind of club, you know, the status quo records, you know, could do a song like Out of My Head for Lupe, you know, and it still is that uplifting, positive record, but at the same time, too, it still has that radio appeal, and it you know, it worked, you know.
Yeah, I mean, talk about experimentation. Sometimes experimenting doesn't mean creating a whole new kind of music. It's taking something existing and then using that and bringing in your own beliefs and values and themes for your music into it. You talked a little bit about protest music or social awareness. I know you've been very involved with this Occupy Wall Street protest. Why don't you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
It's basically something that was originally started by the magazine Adbusters, where they kind of, I guess, put out the challenge to see if, you know, you know, people, just the average everyday person or the political, you know, I guess, ideologue or, you know, just whomever would come out and actually protest Wall Street. You know, it was enough evidence to show that there's some corruption down there, the connection that financial institutions have to politicians. It's just rampant. You see it in the news every day. Even if you take somebody as angelic as people try and make it to be of somebody like Barack Obama, you know, his biggest contributors are these financial groups, you know, which are one day in the paper for being corrupt or, you know, being, you know, kind of foul play on their end as far as what led to the economic meltdown and the financial situation. Then the next day, you know, they're the biggest campaign contributor for this guy, or they're hosting a party, a fundraiser for this politician, or they're hosting this for that. And it was just kind of those glaring kind of things that, you know, Adbusters was like, hey, there's enough evidence for people to come out and protest against that, or at least demand some kind of clarification on that. And it culminated into Occupy Wall Street, which was basically a protest. It's more like an encampment, you know, than it is a protest. It's like an encampment that protests. People actually, you know, stay and sleep overnight, night after night after night after night in Wall Street, in New York City, you know, and hold these general assemblies to come up with just different ideas about the system or different ideas about a conversation or just different ideas about what the people think, you know, how this could be ran better, how one of the demands or the many demands was, you know, kind of ending or at least clarifying campaign contributions by corporations. You know, there's a big thing where people feel, and this is the Occupy Wall Street protesters and just the average kind of American citizen, they believe that there's there should be some clarification and some visibility and some limitation on how much you know, corporations can be involved in campaigns for politicians, you know, that basically make public policy. You know, so it's the people who seem to have the most power in Washington are the people that come from Wall Street and these corporations that are represented by them and the banks and different things like that. And so you know that was the basic kind of thing. It started September 17th. It's been going on, I think, for like 12 days now. And in that time, there's been sister and brother protests taking place all across the country. So there's the Occupy Los Angeles, there's the Occupy San Francisco, there's the Occupy New Orleans, which is just starting up. There's the Occupy Chicago, there's the Occupy Boston, there's the Occupy Miami. And it's really just kind of these solidarity movements to show, you know, like there's the civilian population of this country is concerned, you know, about how things are being done financially and the connection between these financial institutions and our politicians in Washington.
There was some criticism of the Occupy Wall Street protests, specifically in the New York Times, an article saying there are all these kids out here with their Mac laptops day in and day out. Don't they know that Apple is one of the, you know, highest trading companies in the exchange? And I know that you do a lot kind of tailored towards the youth, not just bringing them in as a key demographic to sell records, but also I know on your tour you do a speech basically encouraging young people to question, raising awareness about certain issues, to think about the world around them. Why do you feel like specifically with the youth demographic this is so important?
I think it's for everybody. You know, we did a show in Boston, and the person who was in the front row that knew every word was this grandmother, you know, who worked for United Airlines, you know, and she knew every word to every song, and she was in the front row, and she was, you know, getting wet and you know, getting wet as far as, you know, throwing water in the crowd and kind of all of the crowd participation and stuff that we do. You know, here's this grandmother, you know, literally a grandmother, you know, standing next to this kid who's probably 17, you know, and then stand behind her as a college student, and next to her is probably some off-duty police officer. And, you know, like, we cover, you know, when at my shows, the demographic of people that come out, and it's weird because we'll get, you know, people who tweet about the show or what have you after the fact, before the show starts, they'll comment on how diverse the crowd is. You know, it's not just one demographic, it's not just the youth. You know, and I think that's kind of important. It's not just youth, you know, because people focus on the youth because they feel like, you know, the youth have the malleable mind, you know, or the youth don't really know what's going on. Or at the same time, too, the youth, when it comes to corporations, the youth, if you market to them correctly, they'll be a customer for life, you know, and you don't really focus on the old people or the middle age or what have you, because they're not going to be alive that long, or they're kind of too set in their ways. And I don't necessarily believe that, you know, and I think there's a certain kind of hypocrisy to just think that if we just focus on the youth, you know, and that's what we need to be focused on, and then that's what's going to change anything, because this is going to be a youth-led kind of, you know, revolution or youth-led kind of change in the system. But I don't think that that's necessarily true, you know, and I think that it needs to be everybody. You know, I think it needs to be the senior citizens, it needs to be the children, it needs to be the teenagers, it needs to be the baby boomers, it needs to be everybody involved, because everybody's hand is in it. You know, everybody is going to be affected by it. You know, even, you know, the state of the pollution affects everybody. You know, it's not just affecting the young people when there's some spill, you know, some oil spill, like what happened in the Gulf. That just didn't affect the young people, you know, and it just didn't affect the old people. It affected everybody. When there's a financial meltdown, it affects everybody, you know. So it's more so to kind of mobilize and bring that conversation to everyone, but at the same time, too, to listen back, to listen to the young people, to listen to the old folks, to listen to everything that I say on stage, or the speeches that I make, or the rants, or whatever you, to show the kind of soapboxing that I do when I have the opportunity to do that on stage. It doesn't just come from me, you know. I don't just go home and write down a bunch of stuff that I want to say at the next show. You know, I'm listening to people that are younger than me. I'm listening to people that are older than me. I'm listening to people that are dead and been for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, from different speeches and different places around the world, talking about democracy. I'm talking. You know, I'm pulling information from a wide array of people, you know. And so when I go out and do that, I try and give that message to a wider array of people, you know, because there's certain things that the oldest guy in the world still doesn't know, you know, and there's certain things that the youngest dude in the world, you know, has, you know, more wisdom than 10, 15 people combined, but nobody wants to listen to him because they feel he's too young. You know, so it's just something to clarify that it's not just a youth-led kind of thing, you know, and it's not like a youth-led kind of initiative. It's something that involves every kind of person from every walk of life, from every religion, from every political background, from Tea Party all the way down to Black Panther Party.
No safe zone, no cure, and no protection. No symptoms to find, no signs of an infection. No vaccines, remedies, and no corrections. Quarantine your dreams and sell off all connections. Don't let them in, not a friend, not a reflection. Everybody's got it and want you to have it next in. Don't accept them if you wanna stay as an exception. No pill can heal the ill of this sickness. Some are still in doubt of its existence. Some call it forgiveness and some call it the vengeance. Some say it's an exit and some say it's an entrance. The poor say the rich have the cure. The rich say the poor are the source. Revolutionary say it's psychological war. Invented by the press just to have something to report. Some say the first case came from a maternity ward. Some say a morgue. Some say the skies. Some say the floors. Whores say the nuns. Nuns say the whores. And everybody is sure. The scientists say it only infects the mind. The little boy said it only infects the girls. The preacher man said it's gonna kill off the soul. A bum said it's gonna kill the whole wide world. Death is on the tip of her tongue. And danger's at the tip of her finger. Tip of her tongue and danger's at the tip of her finger. Streets are on fire tonight. Believe, so say the neon signs by the loudspeakers repeating that everything is fine. A subtle silence to demolish the troubled conscience of a populace with no knowledge and every freedom denied. Every dream is designed and broadcasted from the masses to the masses, from the antennas on top of the shrines. Was fine to receive and plan it during the panic and shorting. It reports back everything in your mind. Everything is lying, everything is dying. Everything is a rule, everything is a crime. Everything was here, then everything rewind. The new weather burning feathers off everything's fine. The sadness, the madness, the bad shit, the lavish, the fastness, the clashes, the ashes, the ashes, everything intertwined. My femme fatale, my darling fraudulent angel. Once caught a change in the batteries in a halo. Receipt for wings and everything that she paid for. And the address to the factory where they made those. The scientist says she's all inside my mind. The little boy said what happened to all the girls. The preacher man says she's gonna kill off her soul. The dope boy said it's the whole wide world. Death is on the tip of her tongue. And danger's at the tip of her finger. Streets are on fire tonight. Death is on the tip of her tongue. And danger's at the tip of her finger. Streets are on fire.
with all these different groups, something has to bring them together. Do you feel like music has a unique power or advantage in terms of bringing people together from different ideologies, different walks of life?
Well, music, you know, there's a certain, music has a place, you know, but music isn't the end all be all. You know, if you need a Band-Aid and you're bleeding, you know, somebody coming to play you a song isn't necessarily going to stop the wound from bleeding. You know, you need some medical attention. You know, you need something that's specifically focused on that kind of thing. I think music can make you feel better. You know, it could kind of take your mind off of it, but it isn't necessarily going to heal your wounds or your sicknesses or what have you. So, you know, music has a place. It definitely has a place to unify. I think for me, one of the most important parts of me being a part of Occupy Wall Street and that whole movement was, you know, giving them access to my Twitter account, you know, which has over 800,000 people, you know, to push out the message and push out even just the day-to-day kind of times for the General Assemblies or, you know, links to different websites, which comes from my music, but it isn't, I'm not making songs about Occupy Wall Street. You know, it's more so about, you know, the access that I have on social media and the amount of followers that I have on Facebook, or, you know, just the presence that I can bring to kind of the situation to kind of carry their message to a wider audience. But it's a difference, you know, like it's more about being active in other realms other than music. I probably won't make an Occupy Wall Street song, you know, but when I perform at the BET Awards next week, I'll have an Occupy Wall Street T-shirt on, you know, kind of a thing. So, you know, it's I try and do what I can do best and where I think I could be the most effective in it.
Using music to push back, erase boundaries, and bring people together, Lupe Fiasco, who will be performing live at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames this coming Wednesday. Lasers in stores now. The Food and Liquor 5th Anniversary re-release out on iTunes. Lupe, thank you so much for coming on with us.
I appreciate you, bro.
Lupe Fiasco on KDIC 88.5, kdic.grinnell.edu.
I'm smart, gather my composure. Rather my swagger and my culture. Pivot my fitted, then begin to rivet with a change of lyric. In other words, I reposition how I sit it, then make you feel it like I mispronounced fillet. On second thought, I can't make you feel it like you dig in your own grave, lest you can kill Billy the night of the living passed away. Can you dig it? YMCA. Do it for my village, the pen in his jaw, linen the beat. It's the Beatles go together like Lennon and the people. And some fresh linen and some John Lennon's fresh out of seagulls. The pen and the needles, needles, needles. But before I leave mine at home, like a back catcher, I think about my zone. Where pimps make scratch off the track like a DJ. Easy, that's my zone, rappers. It's my deck. And if I catch you set tripping with my cassette sitting in the zone, rappers, it's not a threat. Consider Spaniard where I roam, rappers, where I hone my skills. They wanna send me back home, the devil is on my heels. The right in this thing, like in the sequence, is the police. I repeat, we go together like Beauty and the Beast. Writing is in my veins, the ink is the diesel, the pen and the needles, 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 needles. Word is mightier than the swerve, and my serve is tidy
years. Like year in St. Louis, your whole float. I fear I sank through it. It all became clear. Like a paramedic with an electric chest kit. Yeah, the gravity of the vocabulary is a caliber equal to Excalibur. Swung with the grace of Agassi and his amateurs. There, yeah, there was a deeper depth. Don't know how I got here. I also had a hole in my flow. It appears I sank to it. My swing, it couldn't be seen. I apply some paint to it. The invisible man wrapped in bandages. In critical clear. The script and the score say, see the score is Count Basie. We go together like the original and the sequel. This is the end of the trilogy. You're feeling me, the pen and the needles. Yo, FNF, Dry Brain. Needles, what up, baby? Success, what up, baby? Drew, what up, pimp? Shaq-Tan.
Sometimes you just gotta
go.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stayed in Africa, we ain't never leave. So there was no slaves in our history. Were no slave ships, or no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
We ain't get exploited. White man ain't fearing, so he did not destroy it. We ain't work for free, see they had to employ it. Built it up together, so we equally appointed. First 400 years, see we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. When no reconstruction, civil war got avoided. Little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra on the newsstands. Black woman voted head of Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm Little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read the eulogy for Ham. Followed by Bill O'Reilly who read from the Koran. President Bush sends condolences from Iran. Where Fox News reports live that Ahmadinejad wins the Mandela Peace Prize.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stayed in Africa, we ain't never leave. So there were no slaves in our history. Were no slave ships, or no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
And it ain't no projects. Keeping it real's not an understood concept. Yeah, complexion's not a contest. Cause racism has no context. Hip-hop ain't got a section called conscious. Everybody rapping like crack never happened. Crips never occurred, no bloods to attack then. Matter of fact, no hood to attack in. Somalia's a great place to relax in. Fred Astaire was the first to do a backspin. The Rat Pack was a cool group of black men that inspired five white guys called the Jacksons. Eminem fitted in, but then again, he inspired a black rapper trying to mimic him. And that's who really rose up out of Michigan. To sign a white rapper by the name of 50 Cent.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stayed in Africa, we ain't never leave. So there were no slaves in our history. Were no slave ships, were no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
And I know this just a fantasy. I cordially invite you to ask, why can't it be? Now we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future that we have. We can make it fast, or we can make it last. Every woman queen and every man a king. And when those color lines come, we can't see between. We just close our eyes till it's all black, everything.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stayed in Africa, we ain't never leave. So there were no slaves in our history. Were no slave ships, were no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
I want to thank Lupe Fiasco for being my guest on Erasing Boundaries. It was, I may have sound cool, calm, and collected during the interview, but as soon as it ended, I may or may not have jumped up and down several times. Lupe will be performing in Ames at the Hilton Coliseum tomorrow night. So make sure you just check out more of his music if you know him a little bit. If not, jump right in. And I'm going to leave y'all with a tribute to something that was a very special chapter in my life. A little different from Lupe Fiasco. I spent the last month prepping furiously for the Neverland Players. Absolute blast. Had so much fun doing that. If you missed it, shame on you. If you're on campus. And make sure that you check out Naughty Neverland this weekend at Friday night in Maine at 9 o'clock. It's going to be an absolute blast. And I'll leave you with a song that we co-opted, did our own little thing on. And that is One Jump Ahead from the film classic Aladdin. This has been Erasing Boundaries. I am Daniel Kisslinger. Once again, want to thank Lupe Fiasco for coming on with me. Have a great week. I'll talk to you from above the D-Hall in 7 days. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
One jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford, that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff-raff, straight back, scoundrel, take back.
Just a little snack, guys.
Rip it open, take it back, guys.
I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Who always said Aladdin's hit the bottom? He's become a one-man rising crime.
I blame parents, except he hasn't gone home.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop thief!
Vandal!
Outrage!
Scoundrel!
Let's not be too hasty. To live, gotta steal to eat, otherwise we'd get along.